Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
And I've got to say, I'm very amused when I start hearing comments about, well, the president needs to show more leadership on this. Let me tell you something. But right after we finished dealing with the government shutdown, averting a government shutdown, I called the leaders here together. I said, we've got to get this done. I put Vice President Biden in charge of a process that, by the way, has made real progress. But these guys have met, worked through all of the issues. I met with every single caucus for an hour to an hour and a half each. Republican senators, Democratic senators. Republican House, Democratic House. I met with the leaders multiple times. At a certain point, they need to do their job.
That's President Obama speaking about the status of the Yitzhak, saying Congress needs to do their job. That's where we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with a review of the hot hits, including this focus on the debt. NBC's Brian Williams and Ken Strickland talk about how Congress is likely to react to the president's comments.
Let's put you in the chair of the 100 senators you covered for so many years in the U.S. Capitol. How do you think presidential remarks about Congress, their work habits, their hours, how long they have or have not been in Washington, their productivity, how do you think that's going to go over?
I'm sure some Republicans would like to remind the president that he used to be a senator himself and also used to make those district work trips home. Congress is a funny thing. They have to serve two masters, if you will. They need to be in Washington working, but especially for the House, who has to face re-election every 2 years, they need to go home and deal with their constituents and find out what their constituents are hearing. That doesn't make excuses for it, but right now, because the House is run by Republicans and the Senate is run by Democrats, they're working on different schedules. The 4th of July is coming up in just a few days. The House chose to take their recess this week. The Senate will take theirs the next week. So trying to get to that deal can't happen when they're both not here together and talking. So that's what the president is alluding to. Yes, there are things pending before Congress, but unless both parties are in Congress and working, it's hard to close the deals. Eventually, those senators, those members of the House have to sit down, not their staffs. They have to sit down with the president, with their opponents, and cut the deal. So he's not happy about that, obviously.
So, and Ken, wasn't it just last summer, so many of them went home to find this new dynamic, and electricity had taken over the most basic town meetings, and it was the fomenting of the movement that changed the political dynamic in this country.
That could be exactly what's going on right now for House Republicans who are home. The whole notion of raising the debt ceiling, of basically extending your borrowing authority, the NBC Wall Street Journal poll showed that many people don't like that concept of basically trying to get new borrowing authority. Americans can't do that easily for themselves. And I was saying the NBC Wall Street Journal poll was basically making a case that Americans don't like that idea. And even when you factor in that Americans could lose benefits, could lose some federal government services, that number still doesn't get above 50%. So the president is asking Congress to do is not popular. And then you throw in things like fixing Social Security, increasing taxes. These are all unpopular things. It's uphill sledding all the way through August 2nd.
Talk host Sean Anderson and Hillary Howard talking to Joe Williams from Politico.com about the president's speech on the debt and the responsibility of Congress to get something done.
President Obama has a strong challenge for congressional Republicans. He's insisting that any deficit reduction plan has to include the elimination of selected tax breaks for oil companies and the super wealthy. At a White House news conference today, the president was asked about the deadline to raise the federal debt limit. He says members of Congress should be more like his daughters, who get their homework done a day early instead of waiting until the last minute.
You stay here. Let's get it done.
Wow, that's pretty good. So while Republican leaders say these tax increases have got to be off the table before they agree to a deal to let the government pay its bills, non-starter?
Well, it depends. I mean, a lot of the rhetoric says that it's a non-starter, but both sides know that something has to happen. Something's got to get done. The warnings are dire. The longer this goes on, the more dire the warnings get. Playing with fire, says the Treasury. Ben Bernanke issued a warning saying, don't do this, don't go there. So it remains to be seen where they can meet, but certainly something has to give, and it's not going to be pretty if it doesn't.
Well, Senate Democrats have been making some noise about canceling the July 4th break. That seems like sacrilege on Capitol Hill to work on this debt deal. Do you expect to see Congress working over the holiday weekend?
Well, they had some plans that were coming up that seems like they're going to be canceled. There were some rumblings around town today that they were going to stay in over the recess to at least try to work this out. And nothing focuses the mind on Capitol Hill like trying to miss a vacation where you can have an opportunity to fundraise, go by the boards, and hear from your constituents with an election year coming up.
Up next, more debate on the budget and the debt ceiling on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Here's the thing about credit card companies. When you're in debt to them, they're the ones in charge. Hiking up your interest rates, slapping you with late fees, even calling you day and night to collect. Well, it's time you were the one in control. By settling your credit card debts for a fraction of what you owe, you need American Debt Negotiators. We'll match you with an expert who'll help settle your debt for pennies on the dollar and then roll everything into one affordable monthly payment. No more credit card payments. No more collection calls. It's simple, it's proven, and it's legal. If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, call for a free consultation that'll help you get debt-free sooner than you ever imagined. This is powerful information that credit card companies don't want you to know. Information that will put you in control. Call for your free phone consultation right now. Call 1-888-284-9273. That's 1-888-284-9273. Call 1-888-284-9273. Call now.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Stars free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
It's not often motorists receive recognition for doing something right. During June, in support of National Safe Driving Month, Motorola Mobility will reward drivers who commit to responsible driving behavior through its Responsibility on the Road program. Eric Estrada, star of the classic TV hit show Chips, has more.
In select cities, Motorola has teamed up with law enforcement to give Motorola Bluetooth devices to select motorists who pledge to follow their state and local hands-free laws. During National Safe Driving Month, you can visit Facebook.com/Motorola to take the Responsibility on the Road pledge. In return, you'll receive 50% off Motorola Bluetooth hands-free devices.
Hands-free devices like the Motorola Roadster make it easy to make calls or receive and respond to a text message while keeping your hands on the wheel. For more information, visit Motorola.com/Roadster.
Doug Stephan here with a focus on the debate over the debt on the countdown. From CNN, Candy Reid talked to analysts Garrett Epps and Jonathan Turley, along with the founder of the Memphis Tea Party, Mark Skoda. They all wanted to get into the congressional and constitutional question that's now making the rounds in regard to the debt ceiling.
What's your take on this? Is the debt limit unconstitutional?
Well, in constitutional law, there are rarely yes or no answers, but I will say that Section 4 of the 14th Amendment clearly commands that the validity of the public debt of the United States shall not be questioned. And the Supreme Court, in the only case where it's looked at this, has interpreted that to mean that Congress really does not have the power to change repayment or change the way in which repayment of the debt takes place. The debt is a sacred pledge of the entire country, and Congress doesn't have control over it.
I'm sorry, you can finish there.
Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to ask Jonathan, I mean, does the Constitution forbid default?
Well, it's very hard to say. This has not been something that has been litigated in the past. And the language of the 14th Amendment is extremely general. It refers to the validity of public debt not being, quote, questioned. And what I think the Republican members can argue is that they're not questioning the debt or its validity, that this is a disagreement of how and when the debt will be paid, the priority given to the debt. I think a court would find that argument more compelling, just looking at other cases they've handled. But I have to say that the language is absolute, and on its face, it certainly suggests that these debts must be paid. It's just that I think a court would have something of sticker shock in adopting this argument, because it would mean that if it's unconstitutional, Congress could effectively be carved out of very important debt decisions in the future.
And what about, I'm just curious, Mark, the Republican strategy behind even hinting at letting the debt default, what do you make of it?
Well, first of all, we're not suggesting default. As long as you pay your interest, and as you know, we have $300 billion of current requirements of interest payment, and that can be paid out of the current receipts, which are about $2.8 trillion a year. So it's not a question of default. It's a question of the debt ceiling. And by the way, both Garrett and Jonathan have suggested the 14th Amendment, Article 4, but there's a key clause that even the Democrat senators have not been talking about, which is authorized by law. The Congress, in Article 1, by the way, also have the authorization to essentially establish what monies can be dispersed from the Treasury. And in that context, while this has not been litigated, certainly I believe the argument's a stretch. So the Republicans indeed are suggesting that the debt ceiling not be raised, which has been authorized by law, a debt ceiling agreed by both houses and subsequently signed into law. And therefore, they're saying, look, we'll pay our bills just as you have a credit card today. You pay your bill, you're not in default, even though you reach your credit limit. I think this is, frankly, a stretch in the argument.
I'm curious, Garrett, don't you believe that the president, if this was going to be unconstitutional, wouldn't he have known that?
I don't know what the president knows and what he doesn't know. He's keeping his cards very close to the vest. I will say, in response to something Mark said, the validity of the public debt authorized by law doesn't really do any work in this situation, because the debts of the United States that we're talking about are authorized by law. They've already been authorized by acts of Congress. So there's no sort of way to loop that language and make it mean something it doesn't mean. I'd also say that the argument about the debt ceiling is that once Congress appropriates money, once Congress appropriates approves debt instruments or appropriates money, its function under the Constitution is done. And that it can't, this is the argument, it then can't pass a second statute saying, oh, but don't really pay that, we weren't serious. And so that is the argument for suggesting the debt limit, which, as you know, is not in the Constitution, it is simply a statute. That's the argument for suggesting that it is unconstitutional.
Here's Taco's Mike Trevisano. He breaks down the debt to see what it would take if every American paid their fair share.
The population of the United States of America is roughly 310 million people. You know, we have a deficit of $18 trillion. If all 310 million people had to pay that deficit off, you know what it would cost every person in the United States of America? Now, this is every man, woman, and child. This is working people and non-working people. Everybody would have to pay $58,000 to pay the national debt off to balance the federal budget.
So babies, too.
Every heartbeat in the United States of America would have to pay $58,000.
I don't have that.
Me neither.
Think about that.
Yeah.
That's how much debt we have run up in the United States of America.
Wait, can I just say this real quick for people who say, well, if the baby shouldn't pay, the rich should. In order to pay off a debt by raising taxes on the wealthiest 5% of Americans, that's what you hear about all the time, you would have to tax all of them at 100% of their income for 15 years. So every single rich person, you would have to take all of their money for the next 15 years just to pay off the debt.
That's how much trouble we are in financially.
That's a lot of trouble.
Country.
Up next, more debate on the budget and the debt ceiling on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
You know, the talk radio and talk television are the feature here. From NBC, speaking of the left, Dylan Radigan, talking to Congressman Steve Israel of New York about the president's comments. The focus on the responsibility of Congress to do the right thing with the debt.
Do you think the president's posture relative to Congress was appropriate?
Yes, it was appropriate. The president emphatically reminded the American people and members of Congress of the fundamental difference between Democrats and Republicans. The difference is Democrats believe that we need to reduce our debt, we need to tighten our belts. Republicans are saying tighten our belts, but only around the middle class. Republicans are saying that they are willing to take this economy to the brink and the global economy to the brink in order to pursue their objective of ending Medicare, giving tax cuts to big oil companies, giving tax breaks to the owners of corporate jets. We're not willing to risk the economy for those objectives. But we want sacrifice that is shared.
And Bernie Sanders was on the show yesterday using that exact phrase. He gave a brilliant speech to that effect on Monday of this week. But does not the framing of this as either shared sacrifice or isolated hits bypass the underlying issue, which is the reason we're in debt is because we have structures that are costing us a small fortune but delivering very little to us, whether it's the war, whether it's the healthcare system, whether it's the energy system. And so to go in with taxes and cutting when you're not dealing with the reason why we're in debt in the first place makes people uncomfortable.
Well, look, Dylan, the reason we're in debt is simple math. The reason we're in debt is for 8 years in the Bush administration, we fought two wars, we escalated spending on tax cuts for the very rich.
People point to other things. I could point to some stuff, but I'm not going to disagree with what you just said. But I feel like people get upset when, so you come on and say, listen, we did the tax cuts, mm-hmm. we did these wars, I can talk about the health care monopolies, there's all these things. Mm-hmm. And yet, in this debate, the ending of the war in any significant way is not part of it. The tax code or tax code reform is not part of it in any significant way that I'm aware of. Obviously, I'm not in the room. I can go down the list. And so when you come and say, I'm going to raise taxes on you or I'm going to cut spending on you, but I'm not going to address the reasons why we have the deficit, don't you think that that's part of the reason why people don't like politicians?
Well, people want to see common sense. And here's the common sense. We know what has to be done in order to reduce this debt. It is simple common sense, the same common sense that every small business has to deal with and every family. 60% of our budget is Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, interest on debt. 20% is defense. 20% is all discretionary spending. We Democrats believe that we ought to look at all three of those areas, but make sure it is balanced, it is smart, and we are not asking the middle class to shoulder the burden. And what Republicans are doing is saying, no, just cut spending in order to end Medicare and fund tax cuts for the very rich.
More debate on the budget and the debt ceiling on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Judgment Day. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Remember Judgment Day?
It's going to be a horror story.
Yes. Well, it's back. America is 34 days from defaulting on its debt for the first time in U.S. history. And there's a debate going on over what would be worse, defaulting on the debt or failing to control government spending. For example, Greece failed to control spending, granted all sorts of benefits, let government workers retire at 50, tolerated a lazy economy where the biggest industry was the timeless musical Mamma Mia. Here I go again. Oh, to get drunk and party on a Greek beach. But now, the party's over, and to avoid default, Greece has to raise various taxes and fees, which will cost the average Greek family of four an additional $4,000 a year. How's that going down on the streets of Athens, I wonder?
This is not a situation for human beings and for democracy.
We don't produce anything. All we have is sun, tourism, and a few vegetables and olive oil.
Not going well, apparently. Debt crises have happened before, and in the past, members of Congress, including a certain Senator Obama, have voted no on raising the debt ceiling. But back then, they knew it would pass anyway. This time, the no votes might just prevail. Short term, if we don't raise the debt August 2nd, we'd either have to instantly cut government by one-third or instantly collect 50% more in taxes to avoid default. And long term, if we don't control spending, we end up like Greece, except without the singing and dancing. You can say that again, but don't.
Up next, we shift the focus to the new Republican frontrunner. By golly, it's Michelle Bachmann.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com, not geico.ridiculouslysimplesavings, or geico.payyourbill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, gecko man.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
For the Wireless Minute, I'm Jeff Levy, the Digital Doctor. 3D is coming to the small screen. Not that one. Think smaller. On June 24th, Sprint is releasing both the HTC Evo 3D, the first glasses-free 3D 4G mobile device, and the HTC Evo View 4G, which brings the best of the Evo experience to a tablet. Here's Kathleen Dunleavy of Sprint 4G with more.
These two gadgets are quickly going to be must-haves. The HTC Evo 3D lets you take and view 3D pictures and video in 3D and share these at 4G speeds and no glasses needed. And the HTC Evo View 4G is the first 4G tablet on the market, allowing you to browse the web, including flash-enabled sites, at fast mobile speeds.
To learn more about 4G and the new devices, visit Sprint.com/4G. Coverage not available everywhere. The Sprint 4G network reaches over 70 markets and counting on select devices.
Julia Rubenstein tests bullfrog sunblock at the lake all summer long.
My husband jokes that I should be the poster child for sunscreen. I am blonde, blue-eyed, and extremely fair-skinned. I use bullfrog marathon mist. It's just been a wonderful product. It dries within seconds. It's also sweat-proof and waterproof. I truly believe bullfrog is better. I even have my dermatologist recommending it now.
Bullfrog sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
More important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
You know, the Talk Radio and Talk Television are the feature here. Up next, we shift the focus to the new Republican frontrunner. By golly, it's Michelle Bachmann. Host Alan Laudell speaks to John Bresnahan from Politico.com about the increased scrutiny Michelle Bachmann is getting now that she's doing so well.
Is this now the time for all the media to jump on and look for seeming statistical or other factual errors and also her resume?
I think in terms of her legislative resume, it's a legitimate issue. I mean, her critics or her supporters will point out, well, President Obama didn't have much of a legislative resume either when he ran for president, which is a fair criticism. But, you know, we took a long look at everything she's done in Congress. We took a look at all her floor speeches, all, you know, the legislation she's offered herself. She's co-sponsored. I mean, in fairness, she was in the minority for the first couple of years when she was in the House. But even since the Republicans have taken the House, she has not exactly been a legislative juggernaut.
Although, is it not true that if you are very ideological on the right or the left, I mean, Kucinich has been in there a long time, but I don't imagine too much Kucinich-sponsored legislation gets passed. You know what I'm saying, where if you are going to be hard right or hard left, you're just not going to have as much success?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's a very valid point. I think there are people who, you know, legislative body is built on compromise and conciliation and you know, either you're going to look to see, you know, to make deals, or you're going to kind of stand apart and say, you know, that is the wrong deal. Now, Bachmann's views are very well known. She's, you know, pro tax cuts, reining in government spending. She, you know, bitterly opposed the Democratic health care bill last year, the Democratic tax trade bill, Democratic Wall Street reform bill. So she was in strong opposition to that legislation. The problem is she hasn't been able to build coalitions and lead people to the next step. And if you want to be president, which she wants to be, and she's, you know, she's doing well in the polls, I mean, these are fair questions, I think, to ask. People may not like it, like her, but I think it's a legitimate issue to look at.
Looking at it from another way, from the way that perhaps a very strongly motivated Republican caucus goer or primary voter might, who has strong ideological inclinations, you know, for almost every Republican presidential hopeful, you can say, well, this and this is good about this person, but, and then talk about what the candidate did a few years ago that now violates the new orthodoxy of Tea Party and conservative Republicans. Is it not true that compared to most of the others, that's her advantage, even if the media nitpicks or maybe not nitpicks, but finds legitimate problems in what she says, that there are very few buts with her compared to some of her rivals?
I don't know how much I would agree. I mean, if you're talking about, like, a Mitt Romney in his position on abortion and other issues, or what he did as governor of Massachusetts on health care, I think that's legitimate. But, you know, she has some negatives as well. you mentioned some of the gaffes and the public statements she made, but also, look, she, there's a family farm that, her father-in-law owned that is now owned by she and her husband or their partners in, that got a lot of federal subsidies, federal farm payments, nearly $260,000. Her husband's counseling clinic got the federal aid money. She pushed for earmarks when that was okay. She lobbied the Department of Agriculture for support for pork producers during the 2008-2009 when, you know, the economy was really, really tanking.
Mm-hmm.
She has some contradictions that you'll have to explain, and voters will, you know, take all, you know, look at all this stuff, shake it up, look around it, and see.
Host Jeff Bolton here with Fox News analyst Richard Johnson about the latest on Michelle Bachmann as she tries to get past more of her gaffes.
Michelle Bachmann, Rich, she gets out aggressively. She's defending John Quincy Adams, I believe, and one of our founding fathers at this point, a controversy about him working
hard. Quincy Adams is he was more like a founding preteen.
Well, and that's
he was the sixth president, you may remember, the son of John Adams, who was a founding father.
Well, and this is the problematic nature of this. Michelle Bachmann, when the facts are pointed out, turn everybody makes factual mistakes. I don't have any issue with that. We all do. And when you speak as much as she does, and you do or I do, you're going to make those mistakes. But you typically say, "Oh man, knucklehead." I was
the whole Wayne thing during the speech. I don't really blame her for. I blame it on poor speech writing, fact checking.
Yeah, and she should say very clearly, hey, look, we made a mistake. You know, just a simple oversight on her part. Apologies, of course.
Having been a practitioner of poor research, I know what I mean.
Well, and in this but yet in this case, she stuck with it though,
yeah,
and that's the thing, like Sarah Palin did on the Paul Revere thing.
Yeah,
I don't understand that. You see these people all the time, Rich. You must.
It's not the crime; it's the cover up that always gets you.
And that's the problem.
And that may be a little too wacky an extrapolation, but you know what I mean. Sometimes, well, you know, when you make a gaffe, you just gotta you own up to it. Unfortunately for Congresswoman Palin, they're more frequent than most, and she would spend a lot of time owning up to it. And I don't think that would hurt her still. I think she's still done very well. She certainly has these two very strong constituencies that are very much a part of the political Republican universe in Iowa, and she's going to do well there.
Okay, let's see what's up next here. A couple of potential candidates who may be on the brink of joining the race. That's up next here on The Countdown.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com, not geico.ridiculouslysimplesavings or geico.payyourbill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, gecko, man.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Dr. Ken and Doug with a health question. Does your stomach feel like a war zone? Are you downing over-the-counter stomach aids and antacids like there's no tomorrow? And still, nothing relieves your pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation?
Doug, as an MD, I see so many patients needlessly suffering from these symptoms. Relief can be as simple as balancing your digestive health. This is why my first recommendation is to simply add Natron's Healthy Trinity, a brilliant probiotic. Again, if you suffer with occasional stomach pain, irritation, bloating, minor gas, and constipation, let us prove to you how quickly a healthy probiotic regimen can turn things around.
Natron's Healthy Trinity, the pioneer of probiotics for 30 years, serious probiotics. Try the Good Day Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge. If you don't have a happy, healthier tummy in 90 days, Natron gives you your money back, no questions asked. Mention Good Day Health for a free second-day shipping and a free second bottle. Call 888-9-NATREN, N-A-T-R-E-N, 888-962-8736 or natron.com.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, these days, technology seems to change by the hour.
Once you get it out of the box, it's already outdated.
Well, at Rent-A-Center, you never have to worry because there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're never stuck with something that's dated.
Kind of like those pants.
Hey! Parachute pants are back, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get great deals on Acer tablets with Android. Worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Sarah Johnson, military wife and mother.
My husband is the one serving, but I'm in charge of everything else. But don't get me wrong, I'm very proud of him and what he's doing in Afghanistan, but it's tough, emotionally and financially. Thank God for the VFW Military Assistance Program. They stepped in, made some house payments, and allowed my husband to concentrate on keeping our country safe. I am the new VFW.
It's who we are. It's what we do. To join, log on to VFW.org.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes. Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot...
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly? For only $8 a month.
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Over on CBS, Chris Wrege and Jan Crawford spoke about Sarah Palin, who still says she hasn't made up her mind about running, but that didn't stop her from going to Iowa. This week's nice time to visit Iowa anyway, right? Good time of the year.
Sarah Palin's latest trip to Iowa, at the premiere of a new documentary about her, the former Alaska governor said she's not running for anything just yet. CBS News political correspondent Jane Crawford is in Pella, Iowa with more this morning.
You know, last night these streets were full of people, not only from just here in Pella, but from all over the state and the Midwest. I talked to some people who said they drove 5 and 6 hours to get here, and they didn't even have a ticket to the movie. It was sold out. They just wanted a chance to see Sarah Palin, and if they were lucky, maybe get a picture. Here in the town of Pella, Iowa, Sarah Palin was greeted by hundreds of devoted fans, all wishing for one thing.
I hope she runs. I hope she makes her announcement here in Pella.
And while Bristol Palin told Fox News her mother had made her decision, Palin quickly shot that idea down.
Still thinking about it.
Together with her husband Todd to see the premiere of The Undefeated, a movie about her life and leadership, Palin's appearance in this key state has set off a round of speculation about her plans. But Palin, on her way to a barbecue with local residents after the movie, indicated there wouldn't be an announcement from her anytime soon.
There are still many, many months down the road that need to be traveled on before anybody has to make up their mind and declare candidacy.
She didn't exactly discourage the speculation either, telling reporters she appreciated efforts of volunteers and that she would give 110% in Iowa if she decides to run. Craig Robinson, editor of the website iowarepublican.com, says that's what voters in this state have come to expect.
So she'd have to put in a lot of hard work. I think the initial buzz would probably rocket her to the top of the polls, but if she would want to stay there, I think she'd have to put in a lot of shoe leather.
But among the crowd outside the movie theater, the vote was close to unanimous.
I am really all in for Sarah Palin. She doesn't think of herself as being better than myself or any other person in our community.
And even the few undecided said the movie convinced them she should run.
I definitely have an interest now more in Sarah Palin, and we'll see where it goes from here.
Barbara Kniff McCullough summed it up in two words.
Go Sarah, right?
That's right.
Now, about 350 people inside watched the movie with Palin. They clapped and cheered throughout the whole movie, especially, Chris, during a part they show a clip of a speech, and she says, "Mr. President, game on." I think they think, you know, that means she may be running. Afterwards, she talked to a lot of people. She said in the movie theater that this movie was not about her, though. It was about American values. Chris?
All right, Jan, tremendous enthusiasm for Sarah Palin last night, as you mentioned, but according to the latest CBS News New York Times poll, the same cannot be said for the rest of the Republican candidates. 67% of those polled not enthusiastic about the current candidate. So what does this say?
That's That's right, Chris. And those numbers kind of showing that lack of enthusiasm for what some people say is a really lackluster field of Republican candidates so far is why you're seeing a lot of people calling for someone else like Sarah Palin. Now, she's got her own group of loyal fans who are going to be with her no matter what. But you're also seeing this call for someone like a Texas Governor Rick Perry to get in. At the same time, though, there is growing enthusiasm for someone else. And I heard it last night, too. Michelle Bachmann.
Here's radio man Steve Gill talking about the new poll which shows Sarah Palin is losing support, especially in her home state of Alaska.
Sarah Palin is in Iowa. She was in Iowa last night for the kickoff of the movie Undefeated about her time as Alaska governor. And while she's getting some push to get into the presidential race, and while her daughter Bristol may have spilled the beans that she's already made the decision to get into the presidential race when she was appearing on Fox News yesterday. By the way, Bristol kind of backing off and Sarah Palin saying, look, I'm not sure a decision, final decision's actually been made at this point. So a little tap dancing going around on the issue of whether Sarah Palin runs for president or not. But being in Iowa isn't a mistake. That's kind of a biggie. She spent time in New Hampshire. Those are pretty good indications that she's at least seriously considering running or wants people to think she's seriously considering running. So, you know, I would encourage you to pay attention to what she's doing, because hopefully in the next week or two we'll get a little more firm understanding of what she's doing. Now, Sarah Palin has people who love her and people who hate her. She's not somebody that has a lot of folks that are, you know, kind of in the, oh, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about her. People are pretty much, you love her or you hate her. There's not a lot of in between. And that applies even in the state of Alaska, and some really bad poll numbers for Sarah Palin in Alaska. This is a place where she got elected and at one point had huge, huge popularity ratings. But the attacks, the smear campaign that has been directed against her has really hurt her approval rating in the state of Alaska. And, you know, the fact that she quit the job and has kind of moved on to other things may not have helped her in Alaska either. In any event, there's a new poll. And at her political base in her home state, she's in trouble. I mean, I don't think there's a way that she would actually lose her Republican home state of Alaska to the one if they actually ran head-to-head. If Sarah Palin gets the presidential nomination for the Republicans, if she's the nominee on Election Day, and she and Barack Obama face off, I just don't believe that, despite what this poll shows, that somehow Alaska voters are going to vote for Barack Obama instead of Sarah Palin. But this poll, and again, I haven't been able to find all the cross tabs in the background of, okay, how many were Republicans, how many were independents, how many people were lying, how many people were just trying to stick it to Sarah. You've really got to get into the details of any poll to kind of figure out how valid it is. But a poll in Alaska finds that 42% of Alaskan voters would pick Barack Obama in a head-to-head race against Sarah Palin for the presidency. 36% of voters would choose Palin. In Alaska, red state Alaska, conservative Alaska, 42 to 36% loss by Sarah Palin to Barack Obama if the race comes down to that.
Talk person Howie Carr here, talking about the signs that Governor Rick Perry may get into the race. He's the Texas governor, you know.
The dynamics of the race seem to be shifting a little bit here. Rick Perry is definitely apparently getting into the race, and he says he's going to run everywhere. And that's very interesting. Some Republican consultants are skeptical that Perry, with his pronounced Texas swagger, unwaveringly conservative policy positions, and ideologically charged rhetoric, can generate much appeal to Republican primary voters along the coast or throughout much of the Northeast. And then, of course, they point out how badly Texans have done in primaries in the East. And just generally speaking, except for unless your name is Bush, you've had a tough time in Republican primaries. John McCain routed then Texas Governor George W. Bush in the 2000 New Hampshire GOP primary. Former Texas Governor John Connally won less than 2% of the vote in the 1980 GOP contest. Remember that one? That was the one where John Connally spent $13 million and got one vote at the convention. One vote at the convention. Everybody wanted to interview the guy, the $13 million man. And Texas Senator Phil Graham, once considered the chief rival to eventual nominee Bob Dole, captured a grand total of 752 votes in the 1996 Republican race in New Hampshire. Interestingly enough, Graham is a former Democrat. Connally's a former Democrat. Perry, too, is a former Democrat. And guess what? I didn't know this until today. But Michelle Bachmann, her first campaign for president, she was working for Jimmy Carter in 1976. That's a lot to live down for a Tea Party person, isn't it?
Up next, changing gears yet again with a focus on Libya here in the Talk Countdown.
Is your church, school, or organization desperately looking for new fundraising ideas? Tired of the same old candles or candy, taking orders, inventory, and low profits? Well, here's great news. 10X Fundraising guarantees 10 times traditional profits with zero hassle. For an amazing free bonus, free shipping, and an extra 10% off, enter GCN when you go to 10xfundraising.com. That's the number 10, the letter X, fundraising.com. Or call 800-480-8797. Visit 10X Fundraising for 10 times a profit today.
Will you survive during the economic collapse or another deadly natural disaster? Your key to survival lies here at hardshoots.com. A former member of U.S. Special Operations knows what you'll need to survive in these hard times. Our online store arms you with extreme survival kits, self-heating food reserves, and more. For a limited time, with any purchase, you'll also receive a 3-day survival kit absolutely free. Prepare now. The online store, www.hardshoots.com. www.hardshoot.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio to the rescue when it comes to boring stuff. We got to get away from that, and we are now. Starting with talk host Peter Boyles, who here has Pat Buchanan on his program. Buchanan thinks we have no business being involved in Libya at all.
Why are we bombing Gaddafi in Libya?
There's no reason why the United States should have involved itself in that uprising and civil war at all. If you wanted to save some people in Benghazi, all you would have had to have done, say, stay off and let those people, you folks better get out of there. We'll give you 48 hours to get out of there, and that war would have been over. Mm-hmm. Now we've inherited this thing, and it's, you know, the Pottery Barn rule. If you break it, you own it. And we are in there, and the French and Brits. It was an interesting story, our heroic allies over there. Apparently, when we started firing the cruise missiles at the beginning of the war, the British submarine fired 12, and it had to go back home and get some more because they've only got 64 in their inventory.
I mean, it's incredible.
Peter, it is a but what this is exposing, frankly, is the ineptitude and the weakness of the entire NATO alliance, their two strongest allies, France and Britain. Cannot handle this on their own. A number have bailed out, and the Americans were inveigled to come into this thing foolishly. Mm-hmm. We should have stayed out. I mean, we got enough wars going.
Absolutely.
I mean, I know McCain wants to move into Georgia, and Lindsey Graham, he wants to move into Syria, and Joe Lieberman, he wants to move into Iran, but I think we got enough wars going over there.
Got to get away from I mean, as you have said and others have said, Afghanistan, where empires go to die. And now these guys say, well, we got this thing under control. And then then they break into the Intercontinental in Kabul and start killing people. It's almost, you know, what I thought of when I was going to talk to you. Richard Nixon secretly begins a war that becomes an open war in Cambodia. And I know you were there when it happened.
Right.
And this is the same thing. The war now goes on in Libya, the bombing in Libya. Does it strike you? It's like the Cambodian bombings that Nixon is so chastised for and nobody says a word to Barack Obama.
Well, it does. I mean, where was the vital interest? I mean, at least when we went into Cambodia, and I wrote that speech for for President Nixon. At least we went in there to clean out North Vietnamese and Viet Cong sanctuaries. They were coming across the Mekong River and attacking Americans who were, we were trying to pull out of Vietnam, and you wanted to clean out the sanctuaries. But at least it had some motive. What was the purpose of going in there? I mean, Gaddafi, McCain's been over there shaking hands with the guy. I mean, Condi Rice was over there with the guy.
Sure.
He's a dreadful human being, but when he gave up his nuclear program, such as it was, we let him in from the cold, and it simply was not our civil war.
Talk host John McConnell here with a focus on the arrest warrant that has been issued for Gaddafi for crimes against humanity.
The head of the ICC asked for an arrest warrant of Colonel Muammar Gaddafi, charging him with crimes against humanity, and the ICC looked into it, and they have now issued an arrest warrant for the head of Libya, the leader of the nation, Colonel Muammar Gaddafi, which everybody's still wondering why he hasn't promoted himself to general yet. I don't know. But Gaddafi, 40 years, the head of Libya, they've now served, they've now issued an arrest warrant for him. The problem is it worth the papers written on? Who's able to serve it to him? Us, the United States? The French and the British, or the Libyan people? Who do you think should be able to do it? The president said when all this stuff started that it would be weeks and not months. It's been 3 months, but, I mean, they're still bickering back and forth about whether or not the War Powers Act has been violated. Each side claims they have history on their side. The president also said no boots on the ground, and so far he's been able to maintain that. There may be boots on the ground, American boots on the ground, but they are not military boots. They may be special ops, which falls under a different category. Maybe CIA falls under a different category. But actually just putting frontline infantry units on the ground in Libya, that has not happened. They are still primarily what we're doing over there is the no-fly zone. We went in for, and in the first 48 hours, knocked out all their abilities to maintain any kind of air cover for their support or any air-to-ground attacks or any air-to-air attacks. So we have knocked that down, and we're basically on top of that. But that's all we're doing. Any other ground support by air? We have drones in there, Predator drones that have fired 30 missiles. We do have units, mostly from everything I've read. I still consider it hostilities because, frankly, we have fired and are able to fire, but that's my definition, so you tell me what you think. But we are still in there with forces. Now we have this particular piece is it worth the papers written on? That's the whole thing about it.
Email us to Doug@DougSteffen.com. Listen to past hours of the countdown as well. Go to the listen box at DougSteffen.com.